The story is exciting from start right to the end. So everyone can join the fun. Come on and let's pretend.
From New York City, it's radio's outstanding children's theater. Let's pretend. Here's Uncle Bill Adams to get us started on today's story of Hansel and Gretel.
Hello, pretenders! Hey, you've all of you gone walking in the woods, haven't you? And when there aren't any paths, it's easy to get lost, isn't it? So people who have to travel long distances through the woods often mark their path by cutting small notches on the trees as they go along. Now, what do they call that? Blazing the trail, that's right. But unfortunately, the two children in our story today didn't know about that system. And now, well, let's get on with the story and find out what they did instead. Arthur Anderson, suppose you tell us how we traveled and let's pretend.
Well, Uncle Bill, I'd like to go in a big car with a motorcycle escort.
Well, Gwen, will you see to our limousines and escort?
Well, I'd like to, Uncle Bill. Magical sound men, we'd like a fine parade of limousines with a motorcycle escort to carry us to let's pretend. One, two, three. And there we are. Okay, hop in the cars, everybody. Sit back like royalty, and we're off to Let's Pretend and the Story of Hansel and Gretel. Let's go.
Upon a time, there lived at the edge of a great forest a poor woodcutter and his two children, Hansel and Gretel. Because the children's mother had died when they were very young, the father married again, but his new wife was very selfish and cruel. And finally, one night, Hansel and Gretel overheard their stepmother urging a terrible plan on their father.
Listen to me, husband. There just isn't enough food in the house for four of us. And since I don't intend to starve, there's only one thing to do.
Wife, I don't understand you. You frighten me. What's in your mind?
There'd be a chance for you and me if we didn't have Hansel and Gretel to feed, too.
Oh, but they're my darling children. I love them as my life.
And a fine lot of good that'll do them when you're dead of starvation. Listen, I have such a simple plan. We just take the children out into the woods and leave them there.
What?
No, wait. Stop and think. Someone will find them. Without a doubt, someone who can take better care of them than we can.
Oh, no, no. It's unthinkable.
Someone will pass by, and no matter who it is, the children couldn't be worse off than they are with us.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Very well,
then. Oh, but no, I never...
Oh, it doesn't matter. We're going to do it. We'll start first thing in the morning, saying we're going to chop wood. We'll take them deep in the forest and tell them to wait. Then we'll return home by a different way.
Brother, did you hear?
Yes, Gretel, I heard.
Oh, Hansel, will Father let her do such a dreadful thing?
What can Father do when she makes up her mind?
What can we do?
Don't have to kill us.
Don't cry, Gretel. I'll think of something.
Hansel, what's there to think of? They'll take us deep in the forest and leave us.
I know, but... Gretel, look, out the window there.
Hansel, what is it?
Look at the pebbles in the path, glistening in the moonlight.
Why, yes. Shine almost like silver.
Gretel, that's the way.
The way?
The way we'll find our way back. I'll fill my pockets full of those little pebbles. Then when our stepmother leads us into the forest, I'll walk behind and drop pebbles along the way. Later, when the moon comes up at night, we can follow the path of the pebbles and find our way home again.
Oh, Hansel, it's a wonderful idea.
I'll steal out right now and fill my pockets with pebbles. You go to sleep now, sister, and don't worry anymore.
Oh, goodness sake, can't you walk a little faster, children?
Oh, wife, please don't hurry them so.
We've a long way to go. Hansel, why are you lagging behind that way?
Oh, I was looking back at my white kitten sitting on the roof of the cottage.
What a donkey you are. You couldn't see any kitten from here. It's the sun shining on the chimney. Now, come on.
Hansel? Yes, Gretel. It's all right. I'm dropping the pebbles every few feet.
Come on now. Step lively.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, wife, you must let them stop a moment to rest. We've come miles.
Yes, I guess we're far enough. Here, this place will do very well to stop. Now, we'll build a fire here in the open. Gather twigs and kindling, children.
Let them rest. I'll do it,
wife. Oh, stop leaping about, husband. Here, Hansel, pile it here. Now, Gretel, here's some bread for you and Hansel for lunch. You see, your father and I are going a bit farther into the forest now.
Yes, stepmother.
All right, I'll light the fire now. Yeah, that'll burn all right. Now, just one thing before we go. You children have to stay right here. Don't wander off trying to find us.
No, stepmother.
Oh, wife, I can't bear it.
Helen, come on. Remember, don't come after us, children.
All right. Goodbye, father. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Hansel. Gretel.
Well, they're gone. But don't be afraid, Gretel. I dropped those silvery pebbles all along the way. Now all we have to do isn't wait until night comes. Then when the moon comes up, it will shine on the pebbles, and we can follow them home.
That's right. So don't worry.
I can't worry too much when you're with me, Hansel. You're so brave and smart.
Oh, fire is making me sleepy.
Let's both lie down and sleep and get rested for our long walk home tonight. Gretel! Gretel, wake up!
Oh, Hansel, it's so dark. Where are we?
In the woods, sister. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Now I'm awake. And there's the moon shining through the trees.
And it's shining on those pebbles at the edge of the clearing. It's going to be easy to find our way home, sister.
Well, let's start right away. I'm so hungry and cold.
I am, too. Come, Gretel, take my hand. And before you know it, we'll be home safe and sound.
Oh, it's a miracle. Thanks be to heaven.
So, Gretel, Hannah. You bad children. Where have you been? Why did you wander away and get lost so we couldn't find you?
But, Stephanie, we didn't wander away.
Of course you did. I ought to thank both of you. Well, tomorrow it'll be a different story.
Tomorrow? Stepmother, we're not going back into the forest.
No, wife, no. My prayers were answered tonight, and I...
still. Hansel, Gretel, go to your room now and go to bed.
But we're hungry.
Oh, I'll bring you something later. Go along now.
All right. Good night, Father. Good night.
Wife, what are you doing?
Locking them in their room. I can't imagine what sort of trick they used to find their way back here tonight. But they shan't use it tomorrow.
Oh, wife, I beg of you. You must let them stay now.
Nothing has changed. I'm not going to starve for their sakes. You'd better get back to bed now, too. We're going to start earlier tomorrow and go farther. And this time, there'll be no returning. Come on, children, walk faster.
Hansel, what are we going to do? We couldn't get any pebbles last night.
Look, Gretel, this bread she gave us for our lunch. I'll crumble it and walk away with crumbs.
What's holding you up?
We're coming, stepmother. I was just waving goodbye to my little white pigeon.
Nonsense. You couldn't see her from here. It's the sun shining on the chimney. Just come along now and stop lagging.
The path is so rough along here. Come, hold my hand, Gretel, so you won't fall over the roots of the trees.
Yes, Father. Just a minute.
Hansel, have you enough bread?
I hope so.
Be brave, sister. We'll find our way back tonight, exactly as we did before.
Where they left us. There's not a single breadcrumb anywhere.
What could have happened to them?
I think I know what happened. I should have realized it while I was doing it. It was the birds. They flew down and ate the breadcrumbs I dropped.
The birds? Oh, birds, why did you do it? Those crumbs were all we had to mark our path home.
Oh, Hansel. Now, Gretel, don't be frightened. Maybe we can remember the way. Wait till tomorrow. Then we can see.
hiding in this terrible forest. I'm so hungry I could eat... Oh, I could eat a house.
I know, Gretel. And I keep thinking, surely we'll find a path that leads somewhere. But we don't.
What's going to become of us, Hansel? Will we starve to death?
No, little sister. Don't even think of it. Something will happen.
Hansel, look at that lovely white bird on that branch. He seems to be looking right at us. Now he's stopping his wings, flying a little way and looking back at us.
Sister, it's almost as though he wanted us to follow him.
Yes. Maybe he'll lead us to a path.
Hurry, Les, or we'll lose him.
There he goes around that thicket. Come, Hansel.
Yes. Gretel, look.
Hansel, a little house. Such a dear, darling little house.
And it looks almost as though it were made of gingerbread.
Is it possible?
The bird says, come. See?
Gretel, it is gingerbread.
And look, the windows are made of barley sugar.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'll have some of the roof, and I'll eat that round sugar window.
Oh, this is so good.
And the sugar candy is wonderful.
Hansel, remember?
I said I could eat a house. Who would have thought that we'd find a house to eat?
Now I'm going to have one of those chocolate shutters.
Nibber, nibber like a mouse. Who's that nibbling on my house?
Oh, who's that?
Who called?
I did. Are you eating my house?
Forgive us, good man. We didn't know it belonged to you. But you see, we haven't eaten anything for 3 whole days, and we're starved.
Oh, my 2 poor little darlings. I wouldn't think of being cross. But come on inside where it's nice and cozy, and I'll give you a real supper of strawberries and cream and sugar pancakes.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Come on, Gretel.
Do you really think we should, Hansel?
But why not, Gretel?
Yes, why not, child? Do I look like such a fearsome old crone?
Well, not really.
Come in. You'll find it ever so nice inside, with all sorts of goodies to eat. That's right. In you go. The door's closed. And now it's locked. Now, come here, you girl.
Oh, please, ma'am.
You boy.
Oh, don't pull my hair. Please let us go.
I've got you both now right where I want you.
Oh, how you changed. And what do you want with us?
Well, I'll tell you. I think you would both make very tasty meals.
Hansel, she's a witch.
That's right, my dear. You're very clever. However, I think your brother here would fatten up more quickly than you. Yes, young man, I think you'll be just about plump enough to eat by my birthday.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I, though? Here is the cage in which I keep you. Till you're plump enough for a tasty feast. In with you now.
No, no.
Till I said.
No. Oh, there we are. Hansel, what can I do?
I tell you, my pretty miss, you can fetch water and cook the meals that will fatten up your brother. Yes, you can be in charge of my birthday dinner.
No, no. Oh, you terrible, horrible witch. You can't make me.
Oh, I can't, eh? Dasha, come, Dasha. Dasha will see to it. You do as you're told, young lady. And also that you don't try to run away. On guard, Dasha. That's right. I'll be back soon. Don't try any tricks while I'm gone.
Hansel, what can we do?
I don't know, Gretel. Don't cry. Or you'll have to be crying soon.
I can't help it. Seeing you in that terrible cage. And I'm supposed to feed you. You'll grow fat.
Who would have thought anybody so horrible to live in such a nice little gingerbread house?
The witch is coming, Hansel. Dasha always barks twice when she's coming. She's coming to see if I'm fatter. She'll want me to stick my arm out between the bars so she can feel it. What's the matter with her? Is she half blind?
Yes, of course she is. All witches are. She can hardly see. Hondo.
Well, what is it?
I thought of something. A way we could fool her, maybe. Hondo, give me back that piece of meat I just gave you. Quickly.
All right, sister, but...
Now, Dasha. Nice, Dasha. Wouldn't you like to have this nice piece of meat in exchange for that bone of yours? I would. Here, Hondo. Here's Dasha's bone. Now, when the witch asks you to stick out your arm, stick out the bone instead.
You think it will fool her?
It's worth a try. Here she comes.
Hansel! Hansel!
Yes, witch?
You must be getting nice and fat by now. Stick out your arm between the bars.
There it is, witch.
What's this? What's the matter here? Well, your arm is not a bit fatter. It's thinner, if anything.
Yes, witch, it seems so to me.
It feels like nothing but bone. But don't worry. I'm going to start feeding you, so you're bound to get fat, young man. And you'll be my birthday dinner yet.
And now, before we go on with the second act of Hansel and Gretel, here's Warren Sweeney.
Yes, pretenders, stories of make-believe like we have every week here on Let's Pretend are great fun. But a lot of you like true stories, too, I know. Now, here's a reminder that you can hear exciting stories from history, where real characters really seem to come alive, on the Hall of Fame, heard every Sunday over most of these same CBS radio stations. This Sunday, it's the story of Shakespeare. And now, back to Uncle Bill Adams in the second act of Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel, left in the woods by their cruel stepmother, wandered around till they found a house made of gingerbread. But the old lady who lived in the house was a wicked witch, and she popped Hansel into an iron cage, and for 3 months now she's made Gretel feed him to fatten him for a birthday feast for herself. Because she's half blind, she doesn't know that Hansel has been sticking a bone out between the bars of the cage when she asked to see his arm. Now, it's the day of her birthday.
Here comes the witch, Hansel.
All right, Hansel. Let's see how you're doing by now. Stick out your arm, boy. And it had better be fatter.
Well, I don't know, witch. I eat everything Gretel gives me. But still...
Let's see that arm. No fatter than yesterday or the day before.
I guess it's just no use, witch.
Well, then, I'll have to eat him just as he is. Today is my birthday, and I'll have him for dinner, steam or fat.
No!
Quiet! Wait. Come with me, Gretel. Help me build up the fire under the oven. It should be hot enough in a couple of hours. Hansel, I'll be back for you at 3. Listen to me, Gretel. Here's what I want you to do.
Oh, can I save my poor brother?
You can. Now stop your blubbering and listen. When I bring out your brother, I want him to open the oven door. Then I'll shove him in, and you will slam the door tight.
You'll shove him in? Oh, no, it won't work, Witch.
What won't work, girl?
That oven isn't large enough to hold him.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. Of course it is.
It isn't. There's no use going ahead.
Aren't you the wise one?
It won't hold him.
Why, it's big enough for me.
No, it isn't. You couldn't even get halfway in.
Oh, couldn't I? Well, let's just see how much you know about it. Open the door. Now, watch the thing. There's one foot in. Now my head and shoulders. And now I can put my whole body in.
Do you come? All right. I'll help. And there you go in the oven, you wicked old witch.
The dog, Gretel.
You?
I was the sister of the wicked witch. She was jealous of me, so she enchanted me. First, she changed me into the bird who brought you here. And then she changed me into a dog to guard you.
But how is it you are free now, Dasha?
The enchantment was broken as soon as the witch took her last breath. You freed me, Gretel, and I shall always be grateful to you.
I'm glad you're free, Dasha. And Hansel, we are free, too. Perhaps we can go home now.
I'll help you all I can. But first, I'd like to reward you for all your suffering. I can show you what's hidden in the cottage. See those chests?
Why, yes.
Let me open them for you. Look. Diamonds and rubies. Gold and silver.
Oh, how beautiful. A real treasure chest.
Here, take this basket. Fill it as full as you can. Then fill your pockets. Take all you want.
Oh, this is wonderful.
You deserve it. And now, let us start. I'm sure I'll be able to get you on the road that leads to your home before I say farewell.
Dasha was nice, wasn't she, Hansel? I hope she's happy from now on.
I do, too. Oh, my goodness! Look, Gretel!
A stream crossing the path. Oh, Hansel, it's so wide.
And it looks deep, too.
How are we going to cross it?
I don't know, Gretel. There's no boat. No rat.
Oh, will our troubles never be over? Is there anyone deep in the forest here to help us?
There is. Here I am.
My goodness. Oh, where?
Look, Gretel. There on the path. A tiny fairy.
Where did you come from?
I live in a bluebell. It's time to woke me up and I heard you calling. How can I help you?
We must get across this stream. Do you know a way?
Well, let's see. Now, if I change myself into a nice fat duck, I could carry you over on my back.
Oh, I'd like that. I've never done that before.
And would you be a kind fairy?
I will, because you're nice children. All right, get ready. I'm going to make a running start, and when I land in the water, I'll be a great fat duck. Look out, here I come. Whee!
Look, she is a duck.
All right, get on my back.
Let me help you, Gretel. Give me your hand. Careful now.
I'm all right.
Hold on tight. All ready, fairy? Sure we're not too heavy for you?
No. Here we go. Oh, I'd rather be a fairy than a duck. Oh, I'd rather be a fairy than a duck. Why, the duck can only quack and carry children on its back. While a fairy, very airy, doesn't anything to carry. Oh, I'd rather be a fairy than a duck.
That's a lovely song.
And look, we're almost across the stream.
Oh, I'd rather be a fairy than a duck. Oh, I'd rather be a fairy than a duck. And now, there you are.
Oh, it was a lovely ride, fairy.
Are you tired now?
Oh, no, I like it.
And now, since you know enchantment, can you tell us if the road ahead will lead us to our home?
It will indeed. Just go straight down the path. You can't get lost now.
You've been so kind. Will we ever see you again?
You might. You're brave, good children, and I'll always be glad to help if you need me. You know, I'm going to swim around like a duck some more before I change myself back. I like it. Goodbye.
Goodbye, fairy.
Oh, I'd rather be a fairy than a duck.
Am I dreaming?
No, Father, it's really us. And how good it is to see you.
Oh, I prayed I'd dream, but I never really hoped for anything so wonderful. Oh, come in, my darling.
But, Father, where is Stepmother? Will she send us away again?
Oh, no, my darling. Never again. She's dead. And no one can grieve for her. She was a cruel and selfish woman. Oh, but tell me, what's happened to you since last I saw you?
Oh, Father, we've had lots of adventures. And look what we brought back with us. Gold and jewels. Oh,
Hansel and Gretel, where did you get such riches?
We'll tell you all about it, Father. And you'll never have to worry about money again.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, but not nearly so wonderful as having you home again. Can you ever forgive me for letting your stepmother do what she did?
Of course, Father. It wasn't your fault. And we'll never leave you again, will we, Hansel?
Please God you won't. And our troubles are over now. So we'll all live happily together forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the famous story of Hansel and Gretel. The pretenders for today were Hansel.
Arthur Cassell.
Gretel.
Lynn Loring.
Their father.
Donald Madden.
Their stepmother.
Rita Lloyd.
The witch.
Daisy Alden.
Dasha.
Sybil Trent.
The fairy.
Gwen Davies.
And Dasha as the dog.
Arthur Anderson.
The music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Heist and written for radio by Johanna Johnston. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York City. And don't forget, all of you pretenders who live near here are always welcome to come and see a broadcast. Just write for free tickets to CBS Radio, New York City. Oh, pretenders, ever think about kings liking cookies? Well, we know a story about a young king who was so fond of cookies, he swore he wouldn't marry anybody who didn't know how to make his favorite kind, spice nuts. And then he met up with a pretty princess who had a notion of her own. She would only marry a man who could play the harmonica. Well, when two stubborn people meet up with each other, anything can happen. And plenty does in this case, too. So better be on hand for all the comical adventures in next week's story, The Queen Who Couldn't Make Spice Nuts. See you then. Now here's Warren Sweeney again.
Just a word to remind you that you can enjoy the adventures of Amos and Andy every Sunday evening when they're right here on most of these same CBS radio stations. And there's Western Adventure and Music with Gene Autry Sunday evenings on the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.